The Czech center-right government faces another imbroglio. Ministers for the coalition Topo 9 party walked out of Wednesday's government meeting over offensive comments about their chair, Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg, made by the ultra-conservative Education Ministry HR chief Ladislav Batora. The Topo 9 ministers now say they won't come back until Mr. Batora is fired or his boss, Education Minister Josef Dobesh, quits. Jan Richter has the details.
The fragile period of tranquility within the Czech government only lasted as long as the summer holidays, abruptly ending on Wednesday. The latest war of words broke out once again over the controversial ultra-conservative human resources chief and the education ministry, Ladislav Batora. In a Facebook comment last week, Mr. Batora was reacting to Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg's criticism of his appointment, calling the Foreign Minister and Topo 9 chair a poor little old man who sputters brazenly when he knows I can't challenge him to a duel for at least three reasons. With Mr. Schwarzenberg on holiday, Finance Minister and Deputy Party Chair Miroslav Kalousek led the charge. After Wednesday walkout, Mr. Kalousek said Topo 9 ministers would not take part in any government meetings until Education Minister Josef Dobesh fires his human resources director or quits himself. Mr. Batora, who in 2006 ran for a seat in the lower house on the ticket of the extremist National Party, has publicly voiced his ultra-right views even after he was appointed to the ministry. He most recently stirred a controversy when he protested against the gay Prague Pride event that took place last week. Education Minister Josef Dobesh of the junior coalition party Public Affairs has been under pressure from other government officials, a number of NGOs and other public figures to let Mr. Batora go. But Mr. Dobesh came out in his defense, saying that Mr. Batora was a dutiful patriot and Catholic. Political analyst Jiří Pehe, along with other commentators, believes the latest brawl is highly unlikely to bring the government down, although it does illustrate how strained the relations within the coalition are.
I don't think that this will lead to the collapse of the government, but it's yet another signal that this government coalition is really not very functional, harmonical, and that we may soon expect yet another big conflict, which indeed could bring the government down.
At the same time, however, the conflict between two smaller coalition parties underlines an ongoing proxy war between President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Petr Nečas, with the former gaining an upper hand. While President Klaus and his aides have repeatedly backed Mr. Batora, the Prime Minister backed off from his earlier stronger comments and refused to say on Wednesday whether he will fire Minister Dobesh if he does not remove his protégé. Jiří Pehe again.
I think that the relationship between Prime Minister Nečas and President Klaus is really at the core of this current conflict. I think the battle over Mr. Batora is yet another test by the castle, by Mr. Klaus and his people, how far they can go in challenging the Prime Minister.
That was political commentator Jiří Pehe, ending that report by Jan Richter.